now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody, welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo. I am Pastor Roland. Welcome, program. Today we're going to have a very nice program. I'm going to talk about things in general. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the world is in a big mess. The United States is in a mess. Have you noticed? You could almost say these are end times. These are things that are happening are of biblical proportions. You know, you hear about end time prophecy. It's always been popular. But now, when you look, what do you see? You see floods. You see nuclear reactors out of control and in Japan. You see weather, tornadoes, horrible tornadoes. You see strange weather, floods, horrible things happening, wars, rumors of wars. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, these are very difficult times, very troubling times. These are times, what is it? Was it Shakespeare who said, "These are the times that test men's souls"? Was it Shakespeare? Was it Winston Churchill? I don't know. Somebody said it. It's very apropos. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to strike a sober note at this juncture. I'm going to strike a sober note, and I encourage you to pay attention to this program. I encourage you to take advantage of the resources that I have available. I have some wonderful resources, many free articles and books you can read. I have a free meditation. I have a wonderful book called Becoming a Friend of God, Finding Peace of Mind in an Age of Anxiety. It's just a wonderful book. I have a book about stress, conquering stress. I have a booklet to go along with the meditation. These are free. But bear in mind, ladies and gentlemen, that, I may not be here forever. I'm sure I won't. My resources may not be around. I may not be around. And so the question is, when are you going to get started? When? What's the expression? If not me, who? And if not now, when? When are you going to get started to get your life in order? See, most of us are living, most people are a little bit phony about the way, about life. A little phony. A little off balance. A little shallow. We feel a little uncomfortable because we're not living a whole. See, we're divided into parts. We have our office life and our home life, and then we go on the internet and we listen to the radio, or we watch DVDs, or we go to class. Our life is compartmentalized. But we yearn to be a whole person, living a whole life, you know, of one piece, of one whole cloth. We yearn to be honest with people, not a little bit phony. So we feel a bit uneasy about ourselves. But the difference between people, see, we're all that way to some extent, all of us. But the difference between people is that some people don't like being that way, and they sincerely search for answers. And I can see more and more now the difference between people who really, really, really develop understanding and true compassion, and really, really find answers and begin to live life properly and find the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, can really help other people. It has to do with their sincerity. Most people, I'm sorry to say, are not really sincere, but some are. And those are the ones that I can help. I shall be right back.
Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals, but for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the program. This is Pastor Roland. Yes, indeed, I'm your friend. I'm your friend because I tell you the truth. Now, what I would like to say also to you is to don't be too hard upon some of you. You know, you're a little hard on your parents because they messed up. They didn't have understanding, or they don't have understanding. They don't get it right. They're harsh when they should be gentle, and they're too easygoing when they should put their foot down. They don't listen to you sometimes. They don't really hear what you're saying. They talk at you instead of to you. And they're very weak. They abandon you. They abandon you to the school and to the medical matrix and the social networking. And they're not strong. They themselves are just barely making it. They're just barely surviving. They're keeping their head above the water, and they themselves are confused and so on. So they can't really be of that much help to you. So a lot of you young people, you resent your parents, especially your father, for not being there. And, you know, a lot of fathers, most fathers, maybe all fathers, have failed their kids. But some have failed really big time. Really big time to their weakness, their wimpiness, their lack of standing for something, their lack of virtue, their lack of honor, their making their wife into their god. See? They make temptation. See, most men, if you look carefully, they make temptation. Not that the woman, it's not her fault, but he uses her as a temptation, just like Adam used Eve. Remember the story in the Garden of Eden? It's not a myth, it's true. And I know it's true because I know that it's true. Because I can see that it's true, and I see it repeated all over the place. Men use women to support their ego. The man calls up the temptation in the woman. He marries the temptation in her. He marries the hell in her because it excites him, and it's naughty, and he likes that, see? But then, once he gets married, well, then he finds out that there's another side to the naughtiness. There's the dark side or the nagging side. You see what I mean? But the point is, he calls upon her to play the role of Eve. And maybe she'll play the role a little bit because she wants to catch a man. She wants to get married. And she's hoping that he will become the knight in shining armor. She's hoping that she can play the little game, and then once married, then he will become the knight in shining armor that will rescue her from her dark side and be the man that she's always been looking for. But alas, most men are weak. And so he gets even weaker. The more she loves him, gives him her love, the more he becomes weak and dependent upon her. He becomes a craven dog, you know, for her support, for her fix, for her sex, for her food, for, see what I mean? And so the man, see, through his use of temptation, he turns his back upon God is what he's doing, and he loves temptation. He calls it up in his wife, not that it's her fault, and it's not her, but it's how he misuses her. You see what I mean? You know how we can misuse anything. People misuse food, they misuse drink, they misuse the good doctor's medications, they misuse exercise. They misuse work. They misuse their material possessions. People can misuse anything. They can even misuse religion. And so men misuse their dear wife. See? But anyway, the man goes for temptation. So look, he goes for the temptation in women. See? Then he goes for gambling. That's more temptation. Or for sports. It's a temptation because it's a distraction. Not that there's anything wrong with a little recreation after a life well lived and the work is done and the important things have been dealt with. But incidentally, there's a difference between doing a little bit of playing a little bit of tennis or going for a walk in the park or doing a little hiking with your family. There's a difference between that and sitting around watching some professionals, paid professionals, you know, doing sports. It's kind of silly, isn't it, really, to sit around and watch other people do sports? Isn't that a waste of time? When you look at the world, look at Afghanistan, look at Iraq, look at Libya, look at all the places where we have our military. Many of them are dying. Many of them are becoming hurt. Many of them are becoming disabled. Many of them are developing spiritual and psychological issue problems. Our military, they see, all over the world. Look at these wars. See, what's going on? These are important issues, not will Team A beat Team B, or will Player A beat Player B. You see what I mean? And so you look at gambling. You look at all the older people, for example, the senior citizens. Look at them gambling. It's not only is it disgusting, it is shameful, ladies and gentlemen. It is shameful, shameful that a person, you know, 50 or 60 or 70 years old, a person who should be of great noble character, a George Washington, a Susan B. Anthony, a Madame Curie, a Thomas Jefferson, a Winston Churchill, a Martin Luther King, an Anwar Sadat, a Dr. Nyat Sen, a noble person of great stature, great wisdom. Instead, what? Sitting around, playing a slot machine? It is shameful. What a waste. What a waste. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me continue with the line of thought that I was pursuing earlier, and that is, many of you have been a little bit, look, I've been, now, haven't I been a little bit hard on dads now? I've been a little hard on them, haven't I? A little hard on senior citizens who go gambling instead of being noble examples for the young people. Okay, so I've been hard on them, but look, you can see that I don't hate them, can't you? You can see that I'm calling upon them to do a little bit better. But here's the important thing, that is this, don't resent your parents, don't resent your mom, don't resent your dad. Understand that they are lost. See, nobody was there for them. Nobody showed them the way. And so don't resent your parents. That's number one. I'll be right back. Hello, this is Roland. One of the exciting things about the internet is there's such a thing as online counseling. And I've taken it to a new level, online counseling with a pastor, or pastoral counseling. Have you ever wanted to talk to a pastor? Do you have a question you'd like to ask a pastor, but you don't want the pastor to know who you are? Do you need confidential counseling or ultra-confidential counseling? In other words, you don't want a record following you around. You want to talk to somebody, but you don't want it to, you don't want other people to know about, especially if you live in a small town where everybody knows everybody. Do you have issues? Mental health issues, emotional issues, family issues, relationship issues. And somehow you know deep down in your heart that there is a spiritual component to them. Somehow you know that psychology is nice, support groups are nice, theory is nice, but you'd like to talk to a pastor. Well, now you can. You can talk to me in a couple of different ways. First of all, we have, for a set fee, you can talk to me for 15 minutes, half an hour, by Skype, by phone, or live chat. All you need to do is go to my website and you'll get all the information right there. If you want more information about pastoral counseling, online from the convenience of your home. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to drive anywhere. Right from the convenience of your home or office. Then go to mypastorchat.com. That's www.mypastorchat.com. www.mypastorchat.com. Look forward to hearing from you.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's R-O-L-A-N-D. T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. My name is Pastor Roland, and I would like to continue now with what I had been saying. That is, don't resent your parents. Don't resent anybody, especially your parents. That's number one. That's what God says. He said, honor your parents. He doesn't mean that you have to honor that which is dishonorable. He doesn't mean that, but he means just don't resent your parents. And what's good, in other words, respect what is good about your mom, or good about your dad. In other words, you can honor the position. There, for example, there might be one policeman who's not a nice policeman, but you can still honor the job or of a policeman. You see what I mean? There may be one doctor or one judge, or there may be one mayor. Maybe one mayor is not a very nice mayor, but you can still honor, you know, the office of mayor. The office of doctor, the office of judge. You see what I mean? You see that, don't you? You can honor the office of teacher, even though maybe one teacher isn't very good. See how that works? Right. So you can honor the office of motherhood, the office of fatherhood. And if your poor father has failed you, well, then just don't hate him. Forgive him, in other words. Just don't resent him, in other words. Okay? If he made some mistakes, then see that he made mistakes. Don't resent him for it. If he was basically a good guy, but he was kind of weak, well, just see that, but don't resent him for it, okay? Then you'll start getting better right away. You'll start getting better. Look, if you resent your parents, then you are destined to become just like them. You're destined to become just like them if you resent them. So don't resent them, okay? All right, so that's very important. And the second thing is, hey, take advantage of the resources that I have. For example, if you go to commonsensecounseling.org, how long have you been listening to this program? Some of you just tuned in. Some of you just tuned in. You're hearing it for the first time. Well, if you are, then go check out the resources anyway. But some of you have been kind of listening in for weeks, months, years. See? I know people. I've been on the radio a long time. I know. Well, look. Are you going to be insincere and say, well, Who's Pastor Roland? Who's Roland Trujillo with Talk to a Pastor? Oh, Roland Trujillo. Oh, yeah. Oh, he's very interesting. You know, I don't agree with everything that he says, but he's interesting. You know. Well, that's insincere. That's not going to get you anywhere. It's not going to help you in your relationship with your spouse, with your kids, with your issues. See? You need to listen to what I say and then say, yes, indeed, maybe I am resentful. Maybe I did resent my mom. Maybe I am being weak and I'm not there for my son or my daughter. See? Maybe. Let me think about this. Maybe he's right. See? And then check out the resource. So, for example, you go to commonsensecounseling.org, commonsensecounseling.org. Well, there you can get the meditation, find some of my free books, see? Or you can look for different topics, you know, parenting, relationships, mental health, see? All different topics. You can click on something and then you'll find a lot of good stuff. But like I said, why not get started? Don't wait another year or 2 years. Don't wait 5 years. It might be too late. Get started soon, would you please?
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Well, here I am. I hope you've enjoyed today's program. So let me conclude with some thoughts, if I may. I began by saying that we're living in times of biblical proportions. We're living in a time of floods and fires and diseases and drug and plagues like drug addiction and problems and nuclear power plants and strange weather. You see? Now look, the media, they entertain you, okay? They entertain you. Now, among the entertainment, there are some good things that you can learn. In fact, if you learn to become objective, if you learn to be able to stand back and observe things objectively, including your own issues, your own emotions, your own thoughts may not be your own thoughts, and the things that you see and hear, like on television or the radio, or in the magazines, if you can stand back and look at them objectively, you'll be able to see, you'll be able to separate the wheat from the chaff, the true from the untrue, what's true from what's questionable, fact from opinion. You'll be able to see. It's very nice to, and if you want to learn how to do that, why don't you get my meditation? Look, this meditation is very important. One of the things that makes it easy for me, you know, a lot of times if you go to a website, if you go on the internet and you find a website for counseling or for, you know, any of these people that do things on the internet, well, they have, they talk themselves. And then they say, well, contact me for this and this and this, but there's no there. You don't see a lot of content, see? Whereas I put a lot of content. I put dozens, hundreds of blog posts, dozens of articles, books, thousands of pages, and meditation, and all my radio programs, you know, archived for 2 years. So there's a lot of content there. So actually, you don't have to contact me. You can just listen to my radio program, get the meditation, read some of my books. It's all there and it's free too. But the point I'm getting at, it's so easy for me because basically somebody has an issue. I say, well, why don't you get the meditation? Give it a try. That makes it so easy. I don't have to be this great guru, you know, that has all the answers to everything. I don't have the answers, but I say, look, if you could learn to be less reactive, if you could calm down a little bit, learn to stand back, see the forest for the trees, learn to take a step back, get the big picture, wouldn't that help you in your relationship with your wife and with your husband, with your kids, with your issues? Stand back, you know, take a deep breath, count to 10, and wouldn't that be wonderful? And meditation helps you to do that, see? So what kind of meditation is it? Well, some people wonder. It's basically a Judeo-Christian meditation. It's not something weird. It's not something far out. It's just a very simple, it's a nice Judeo-Christian meditation. And it's a little bit along the lines of mindfulness. A lot of you know what mindfulness means. It kind of means It kind of means kind of being in the moment. Instead of being lost in the past or worried about the future, it's kind of like being there now. See? It's like waking up and smelling the roses. Wake up and smell the coffee and take time to smell the roses. How's that? How would that be? How about if you wake up and smell the coffee, meditate for a few minutes, go out in the world and see the beautiful sky and hear the birds singing and smell the roses. Okay? Wouldn't life be so much better? It would. I shall be right back after this important announcement.
Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed today's program. Please listen to it again. You can listen to it at commonsensecounseling.org, or you can go to kcaaradio.com, listen to the archives there. And if you're interested in talking to a pastor, you can go to mypastorchat.com, 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 www.mypastorchat.com. This is Pastor Roland, and I bid you adieu, and may God bless. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.